This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Nellie Herman is the creative director of the Program in Narrative Medicine at Columbia University. She'll speak in Western Michigan University's Healing Arts Speaking Series on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Herman will talk about the use of creative writing and narrative to improve empathy and understanding. She spoke to me about how both of her novels, The Cure for Grief and the just-published The Season of Migration, about the early life of Vincent van Gogh, fit into narrative medicine.
It's a coming-of-age story, a girl growing up in a family with a series of tragedies. It is tied to my thinking about narrative medicine. When I come to talk it in Michigan, I'm going to talk about the way they connect more. But because for me, writing that story, you know, turning my own story into a work of fiction was, you know, beyond therapeutic isn't even a word that I would use. It was so fundamental to my life and to sort of growing past the story that it really became sort of what I believe about narrative medicine, even though at the time I was not even in the program when I was writing it or publishing it. But it really became a way for me to understand what narrative medicine is and what my role in the program is.
So writing is healing. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it has been, no question. I mean, it's always been my way of processing things, even since I was a little kid. And so it's definitely been that for me. And I've seen it be that for other people as well, even people that don't necessarily think of themselves as writers.
Now, The Season of Migration, it's a gorgeous book. I've been immersed in it in the last few days. It's a story about Van Gogh, not yet as an artist, which is fascinating because that's what everybody else writes about. But in this, well, season of migration toward becoming an artist, in many ways, he's a tragic figure. Tell us about this book.
Yeah, so I was very interested in this. I mean, I sort of stumbled on this story about Van Gogh's early life. I mean, I really didn't know much. And, you know, he tried to be a preacher in a mining town in Belgium just before he sort of declared himself to be an artist. This was when he was about 27 or so years old. And he had had a series of jobs that were not working out. And, you know, he left one thing after the other. And then this time in the mining district of Belgium was sort of his last ditch attempt to be a preacher. And, you know, it didn't work out. No big spoiler alert there. He did not become a preacher. In the end, he was sort of estranged from his brother, and everyone in his family was kind of saying, "What are you doing with your life?" And there was this long silence, about 10 months, where there are no letters that exist, at least that we know of, between Vincent and Theo. And it was the only real silence that exists between them for their whole lives. So to me, it was just very tantalizing and sort of, you know, what happened in that period of time. And a lot of the historical record, everybody says, it, you know, no question, it was a crucial point, because at the end he came out and sort of declared himself an artist, and he never looked back. And after this period is when he really started to make all of the art that we all know about today. So I was just very fascinated by this and just really wanted to do my best to explore what might have happened in that time. You know, it still remains fascinating to me.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm talking with Nellie Herman about her new novel, The Season of Migration, about the early life of Vincent van Gogh. Herman talks about the relationship between Vincent van Gogh and his brother Theo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really one of the most touching sibling relationships in history. They, you know, Theo, after this time period that the book takes on, Theo became Vincent's benefactor, basically, and paid for him for the rest of his life, even though he never really sold. I mean, he sold, I think, one painting in the duration of his life. So Theo was really his support forever after this. And they were extremely close. You know, they wrote throughout their lives, they wrote letters. The only period that there's no letters is when they were actually living together in Paris. So it's just this, you know, it's also very interesting because we don't have, Vincent didn't keep any of the letters that Theo sent him. So we don't have the other part of the story. You know, we only have Vincent's letters to Theo. Theo kept, at least as far as we know, he kept all of them. So it's kind of just an interesting transcript of this sibling relationship that was very touching, I think. I think Theo was really his support for his whole life, and so many people that did not understand him, and who knows, maybe Theo didn't really either. I don't know, but it seems to be, you know, Theo was the one person that Vincent really felt knew him and understood him and stood by him. So,
and yet their moment of conflict seems to be that Theo is upset with his brother Vincent about being an idler, idling so much.
Yeah, it seems to be, I mean, the way I think of it anyway, was sort of the point in Theo's life where Theo sort of took the other side and said, Vincent, what are you doing? Like, come on, man, you know, get a job, like, let trying to make him be like everyone else. And then somehow, you know, it by the end of this period, Theo, I mean, this happened in real life, Theo sent a little bit of money and passed it to Vincent through their parents. And that money was the first money that I think, I might be wrong about that, but I think it was the first money that Vincent took from Theo and sort of symbolized the beginning of this new relationship for them where Theo was really supporting him. And Theo was an art dealer. So for him, I think it was on some level a belief that he did have talent and would, you know, make it as an artist.
And then there is another brother, the one that was stillborn, I believe, also named Vincent, and how that haunts the Vincent Van Gogh that we know.
Yeah, you know, I found when I learned about that, I just, you know, that was really a moment where I felt I have to write this book, because I found that just so disturbing and fascinating that he was born, the Vincent that we know was born sort of with this specter of someone who died, you know, on the same day that he was born was the day that his brother Vincent had died the year before. So I just found that.
The same name, right?
Yeah, they had the same name. And, you know,
that's a burden.
A lot of biographies that I read were just saying how the parents were just so bereft by the loss of the first Vincent that they really did not let it go. I mean, they kept the first Vincent alive in memory long after the second Vincent was born.
You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. I've been speaking with Nellie Herman, the author of The Season of Migration. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines on WMUK. Thanks for listening.